Burke joined a road-building contractor who's a backer of hers for a news conference amid the heavy machinery of crews working on the zoo interchange reconstruction in western Milwaukee County. Burke acknowledged that the Scott Walker-supported project is an important part of Wisconsin's infrastructure. But Burke says the state is using general-purpose revenue and borrowing too much money for road building, and cash-raising options like toll roads should be explored.
We should have all the options out on the table, and that toll roads certainly are one of those options, and I would consider looking at that.
But Burke says trimming some highway projects might also be a good idea. She says the state DOT might want to slow down on its talk of widening or double-decking I-94 through Milwaukee's west side.
Well, we have to determine whether it's really needed. I think that there are some thoughts that said we're overbuilding, that we don't need that capacity. So there has to be the work, the really analytical work that says, you know, what is realistic and what's needed for the future.
A spokesperson for Governor Walker's reelection campaign was asked about the toll road issue, but responded by saying the governor's most recent budget invested over $6 billion without raising taxes to improve our state's roads, bridges, and railways. Walker's campaign says the state is still repaying the Doyle administration's raid of over $1 billion in transportation funding. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.